Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Those are awesome sounds coming there from Abednego, Tando Luetu, Take Me Not. You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you at. It is just for you. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng, and I'm with you up until 11 o'clock.
Away from your presence.
Take me not away from your presence. I can sense some David in this song, who always was chasing after the presence of the Lord. Hey, before that, Zach Williams, So Good to Me, and it's 2 minutes just after 10. Now, some of the biggest problems impacting the continent today are electricity outages, right? Lack of drinkable water, little to no knowledge on how to farm and contribute to a thriving agriculture. Cultural market, no access to computers, and a lack of computer literacy. So the P2O Business Competition is an initiative that aims to empower and equip South African and African entrepreneurs through high-value training and education, understanding that entrepreneurship is a beacon of hope in a continent with such few employment opportunities. The P2O Business Competition is extended to encourage creative solutions to real world problems. So today we congratulate and welcome Sally Sifika, the official winner of 2024 Pitch Your Business Competition. Sally, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am blessed of the Lord. Congratulations. Congratulations to you.
Yeah, and I'm still sinking in. Even like a week on, I'm just still like, in high spirits from it. And, you know, from here onwards, I think that's when the real work begins.
Yeah, you have to enjoy. You have to bask in it first. Absorb it first.
I think the family's been more excited than even I've been taking it in, because I'm just like, okay, it was a huge deal, though. I mean, five long months of putting in that work, and you know, just hoping every step of the way that you know you're doing the most earnest work that it is that one can put in.
Wow. But Lali, what inspired you to participate in the P2O Business Competition? I mean, like, people listen to us going, P2O Business is coming, P2O Business, you can register. But you were inspired to participate. What inspired you?
I think it's been more of that, you know, for a journey that we've been taking, it's been quite lengthy with ourselves, and it's been through a series of ups and downs. We've had a few, a fair share of successes, but also being clouded with a bit of failure here and there. And so we just saw that, you know, especially when I'm running with my brother, mm-hmm. we just saw that we want to have a you know, second chance at this thing. I don't know, I'd say now a third, second chance at this thing, because I think one something that people don't realize is, you know, how lengthy and how testing entrepreneurship is. So
yeah.
For me, it was more like to actually get an ear from like-minded people to actually validate what it is that we see within the world and then the market itself.
Yeah, no, we don't understand entrepreneurship. One thing's, today I'm just going to buy those things and then sell. Born and make money.
You see, it is way more.
Yeah, it is way more than that.
The training that you have to think about, it is quite in depth. But, you know, with programs like these, they're more streamlined, even the knowledge that in part that you had, but it distills it to something that is much more manageable, but also targeted to your objectives that you seek to get out.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you know, looking at it beyond and just even being a competition, is being equipped with the right tools, knowing that, you know, you're going to go out into the world to conquer and not just, be flying close to the sun and only to crash and burn.
Yeah.
Like we've had, numerous times in the past.
So can you describe a significant obstacle you encountered while starting your business, and how did you overcome it?
For us, you know, it's, the major one has actually been the funding component. You know, I think especially if you think in a country like ours where I feel like the startup culture is still too young with where we are. And more often than not, aside from the powers that would be as far as financiers and funders and the like, even from your own community and sometimes even in the household, it's very difficult when you have to convince people, you know, of leaving a system of safe where, you know, you could go to school. After you go into school, you go do your internships, learnerships, and what have you, in hopes of landing a job, you know, cushy salary, you know, the corner office or what have you, that you could have a hope of that. Whereas you say that, no, I actually want to create something that could end up into a legacy for the whole family that incorporates a lot of people, but not just even the family, but various sectors of society. So for us, it's been that component of making people understand that, look, what we do have is something relevant, because in a landscape we live in right now, we have always been encouraged that, look, it's time to create new businesses, it's time to create new brands and lifeblood for the economy. But these things, I think that what they should be taking note of is that they do not come from thin air.
It
actually takes, it takes time and training, and it takes you know, going against the grain as far as, you know, what everyone is used to as far as the status quo is concerned, to say that I believe in this so much that I will give up almost everything. I'll give up even the comfort of what life has to offer just so to see this thing through.
So it needs tenacity. It needs persistence as well. I can just hear words that sometimes you might have came across. Hamfana wabona, it doesn't work. Let's try something.
It's been rough, because even with our thing right now, we've been doing it, I think, now since 2016 in several different iterations. This is basically the third pivot, but it's one where we feel most strongest with our product being the Miracle Quick Mix Chested Water. But it has been built upon, as I say, success is something I will not shun away from. Success is failures. From there, even those failures in and of themselves, ironically, were successes, because, you know, when you have other cases of entrepreneurs where they could tell you, I've started many businesses and they failed. This is my seventh business or whatever. I think, you know, for me, it's been something that ever since I could remember, my mother selling, you know, cookies. And there was a time when she came with a microwave. I think this was way back in like almost 20 years ago now. Where she just wanted to feed her kids, you know. And from there, watching her doing her thing, they trying to make a ginger cookies from a magazine edition. Back in those days, I think it was a Bona magazine or something like that. And they didn't come out right. And she never quit. She did, you know, iterative steps over and over and over. And from there, came up with something where I ended up through high school selling her products for cookies. And they were quite a hit. And from there, took it even further. Then after, you know, having to drop off from varsity, carried on with the journey, I just felt that for me, it is a continuation of what she was doing. And I basically gave it a name to say that this is Oven Miracle. It's not only my miracle, it's a miracle for the whole family. And it is something that once I carry it forward, I'm hopeful to add many more components to it. So it's been, unlike other entrepreneurs, as I say, who say that I have multiple businesses that have started to fail, this has been multiple businesses in and of itself. And that's why I think we feel so strongly about it, myself and the family.
Wow, this is amazing. Such an awesome journey that you have had, not alone, but with the family. That's so encouraging right there. So, Sally, in what ways has completing training, you mentioned 5 months of training. So, in what ways has completing training offered throughout the phases of the PTO business competition impacted and changed your approach to business?
I think for me, it has brought out the manager in me over the leader. Because the thing that people have to understand with entrepreneurship is that there's two major components to it. There's leadership and there's management. Two things are, you know, people tend to conflate them, but they're not the same. You know, not to say that a leader does the right thing, but the manager does what is right, you know. And focusing on that component is that the manager is the one who thinks about what structures are there to govern this thing that has been built, you know, whereas the entrepreneur goes out to say, and the leader say, I'm going to build this thing. Mm. I'm going to put this, I'm going to procure this project, this pyramid or what have you. Mm. And the manager has to put in components to say, look, I need a workforce of this many people. And these people need to come in at a certain shift in time. And I'm going to need the value proposition centered around that. What is the segments that are related to that? Mm. What all the small nitty-gritties that are, you know, contained within that. And for us, I think, you know, centering mostly around what a business model canvas is. Mm. And for me, I think it was expanding upon the knowledge that I had in part, but it refined it, because I've been like looking particularly with the business model canvas. I've looked mostly with Dr. Alex Osterwalder's work, and it's been what he's covered as far as what a business model canvas is upon 9 steps. And then in those 9 steps, if you really can, I could say, spread that information and explain it, you know, to a 5-year-old as much as you'd explain it to your grandmother, you actually do know what you're talking about. It could be even rocket science, it could be, you know, nuclear physics, but if you can put it in those 9 blocks and, you know, are able to, like, simplify without adding unnecessary jargon and, you know, formulae and all these things that, you know, could be bogged into the mind, but actually saying it very simply in simple words or simple English or what have you, then you know actually what it is that you're talking about. Even to yourself, when it's like an echo chamber to yourself that you know, as it bounces back to you to say, okay, now I did this thing wrong, I did that thing right. And then you know as to by order of cancellation what it is that you need to be solving.
Wow. You have been born into the world of entrepreneurship. I can just say you are an entrepreneur from birth. Then one would ask a question, what role do you believe entrepreneurship plays in addressing unemployment and economic development in Africa?
I think the thing we never really take to note is that entrepreneurship, we live entrepreneurship, we breathe entrepreneurship. Mm. Every one of us who claims to have a job actually goes to work for an entrepreneur in one form or another. Because if you think about it, everything that you are using was once in someone else's imagination. And that said person or group of people had to also prove their mission to the world. At one point, they were proven to be crazy. I mean, if you're talking to me through a microphone, through a telecommunication system, the satellite in the sky capturing this frequency and signal, and a cell phone, there are people who had to sit down, scientists, engineers, and a man of people in the community who had to actually say that, look, I see this thing happening this way. But it happens upon one thing that people don't even note is that scale happens upon a successive scale. So to build something, so just to make an example, in order for you to have a car, you can't have a car without fuel stations. Mm. And you can't have those fuel stations without mines for, what is this, minerals and what is this, things like your fossil fuels, so that you can get that system going. Meaning, that's why it's called a supply chain or value chain, is that each and every individual or entity in that chain are benefiting off of each other so that they can get a core deliverable to you as a consumer, whatever it is that you require. So in that context, it is something that we should actually drum up who we are as a people. And it's something that, you know, I feel for me, as you're asking what impact should it have on the continent, it's not being taught young enough. It's not being taught young enough. I feel like more than anything, if you think of athletes like your Tiger Woods and Michael Jordan and LeBron James, and I can go on with it, these guys are at the top of the game, because when you go into their history, you find that they've been doing this more before they even uttered their first word.
So true.
You find that this is what they've been about. So imagine when you can actually bring up a new generation of entrepreneurs that they've been failing from day one. They've understood all the dynamics of it. They can tell you about what taxation is. They can tell you about what sales is, what marketing is, what a value proposition is. When I ask you to the core, what problem is it that you're solving? You can answer it succinctly, and I know that when I talk to your market base, they actually can correlate with what it is that you're saying.
Sure. Now, Sally, being the official winner of the competition, you have now unlocked highly valuable marketing exposure and in-depth mentorship. How do you see this benefiting your business?
In quite major ways. As I say, it's a bit of a surreal experience. So really with where we are right now, we are in the behind-scenes planning. Literally, as I'm speaking to you right now, I'm just laying out the the back end work of what we want to create our website, you know, and that website would actually be an e-commerce store, but not just a website. So we had been doing our research as to looking as to what would it take to have a really good quality website. When Sibongile logs on there, she comes across as to who we are as of Miracle Enterprises and what is our value proposition, being the Miracle Quick Mix, just at water. I mean, just imagine that it's that simple for you. That, like, just this morning, you know, yeah. As we're thinking with how things are, this morning when I woke up, because this thing, we're still wrapping it up, I just felt to myself, I was like, you know, it would be nice if I could just have some flapjacks or waffles right now. But I just had water instead of these eggs and oil and milk that I have to crack and mix up and look at all these ratios and, you know, do a small prayer to hope that, you know, it'll come out restaurant perfect. Whereas, you know, when you're thinking of something that's simple with what it is that we intend to do, we want to throw in the R&D, we want to throw in the, you know, the flashing lights to it, I could say. But more to say that when you come into the space as our valued consumer, you can actually be willing to interact with us and actually see the value that it is that we bring to you. That's to say, even like, you know, see the forest for the trees, then you know that what it is that we are giving you, it's actually a value add in your life. And it is not just something that's flashy and then, you know, just passing.
So what advice do you give to future contestants about leveraging opportunities from competitions like this? Like I said earlier in the beginning, we've been talking about pitch your business and others are like, oh, next year, next year, kinahlali. Yeah, kinahlali next year.
For me, I would say, look, when you see that application, apply, do what it is that is required of you. But more than even doing what is required of you, you know, it's very easy that we doubt ourselves and everything. And as people, we are very social beings. And more than anything, you'd want that there are people out there to validate what it is you're talking about. So maybe in the environment that you are in, people don't believe in what it is that you say that you're standing for and what it is that you're doing. Or maybe too few people believe. But in environments like these ones, where there's NWU, Radio Pulpit, and Youth, and TV in Africa as well, you have like-minded individuals who say, look, we see what it is that you stand for. Mm-hmm. It is not even all this. We always think it's just about winning, but it is about the journey in itself and what it is that you extract from it. So there's nothing, literally nothing you stand to lose by just entering and playing your part. From there, I'd say just follow what it is that is required of you, step by step, give it your best. And more than anything, as I said, then just doing what it is required of you. Go the extra mile. Go do your own research. You know, some things are nice when you do a twist to them. You're an entrepreneur after all. You do things differently from everyone. You think differently from everyone. So I'd like to even think that the reason that we won is that we differentiated ourselves. That was at a core of what it is that we are doing, is that we stood to differentiate ourselves. And that is why what makes you to be valuable in this world that we live in.
Was it hard?
We're looking for what it is you stand for.
Was it hard to enter for PTO business?
Not really. The process itself was quite seamless, to be honest. I went on Facebook. I saw it on a midnight, I believe.
What? Midnight?
That's it, really. Like, as I was going about my other work, I saw it in there and I was like, look, what would it hurt? Here's the closing date. I think it was sometime at the end of June, July there. And then I submitted everything I had to submit that was required of me. Literally, it was a form where it tells you more about the business that it is that you're doing, what problem it is that you're solving. There was 5 or 6 questions that require about, you know, a paragraph each, more or less. And then from there, and, you know, when you have time, you're given about ample time, a few weeks. And then from there, you sit down, it actually asks of you what it is that you're solving and have you considered certain things that you're talking about. And then from there, just submit. Then you wait to hear from the organizers as to you're going to the next step. And you go to the next step, hey, you never know that it goes from an odd 300 people down to top 6, down to maybe you being the winner. That's what it is.
Clearly, I believe that this is the best gift you have given yourself for Christmas, for 2024.
Yes. Even I was just saying, like, last week it was my brother's birthday on the 11th, and I was like, look, it's a birthday gift for him, because he was talking a bit after a while, where I was just like, look, man, we're going to come back with this. They were confident in everything, but you know, sometimes that things like competition, they can have you on tenterhooks, and you just, like, you just want to drive the goal into the goalpost and hope for all the best. So I did this even for him as well, because I think he's been my day one as we've been pushing this along. It's been quite lengthy, but I definitely do intend to enjoy the gift for what it is. And as I say, the work is just getting started for us. So, you know, it's quite an invaluable tool that we intend to open our doors with.
Wow. Didn't I tell you were going to win?
Pardon?
Didn't I tell you were going to win?
Yes. Look. Like, my mantra is simple. Look, from your lips to God's ears, that is what I was just taking it in as. It's to say that, you know, it's easy when to win when people want you to win. You have to run with that. And in the space that we only think that everyone must have a chip on their shoulder to say, I'm going to prove them right and everything. But there's even the opposite end of things that, you know, when you're coming with the right, exuding the right spirit, I like to call it the warrior spirit, to say that you are sure about yourself and with what you're standing. Win or lose, you know what it is that you stand to offer. Because even champions, with what you call a champion, it is even how they handle their losses. Because I was telling even Luca the other day that when the winnings were announced, that, you know, we had won and everything, the first thing I told my family was not that I won. I actually, just to see how they handle loss, I was like, no, we lost. And you know, and for a good 10 minutes,
how sharp was that, you know?
Phone call went, you know, but they handled it gracefully. And I knew, I was like, these people are always standing by me, and they were my support system.
Yeah.
You know, and with that, then I relieved them. I was like, Ashim, you know what? They really need to know the good news, because I knew that, you know, that they brought me this far, and even God himself that brought me this far with what it is that we're doing. I put them out of their misery, and everyone is happy, and still as they are today. So,
still it was Sally, all of God's best moving forward. May he open those doors that you have been trusting him to open for you, and all of the best in the coming year and years as well. God bless. Thank you for talking to us this morning.
watch this space. All I can say is, you know, when you get that water, you'll get my smile.
All right. I can't wait. Alice van Godsebeste. Thank you, Sally. And yes, my family, that is Sally Sifika. Sally Sifika is the PTO business first place winner, and he is in the enterprise for Baking and Braai Enterprise. Wow. Congratulations to him.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.